The internet is overrun with images of child sexual abuse. What went wrong? Now, if you're the parent of a toddler, you don't want to read this. Even though you should, so you know what you're up against. This is sickening. It is absolutely sickening. You know, before I even get into the, and you have to read the, here, let me give you the graph. Child porn, sexual abuse, they classify it as child pornography or child sexual abuse. Here's the stats. Now, little Adam Schiff wants to keep himself busy with something. This would be something to keep himself busy with. In 1988, there were over 3,000 reports of child sexual abuse imagery. Then they have a graph. One dot represents 100 reports. Just over a decade later, the reports soared past 100,000. In 2014, that number surpassed 1 million. Last year, 2018, there were 18.4 million, more than one-third of the total ever reported. Those reports include 45 million images and videos flagged as child sexual abuse. Now, when someone tells you that their child is transitioning, or that their 11-year-old is a lesbian, or is a sodomite, a homosexual, when someone tells you this, your reaction in 2019 America is to go, "Yeah, you're so awesome a parent. You let him be what he wants to be. You're so great." No. You're a rotten parent. You ought to be thrown into a court of law and tried for child abuse and have your kids taken away from you. Anyone that would subject their children or even give any child the idea in their mind that sex with other children is okay, as long as it's homosex, it's fine. Now, we don't want our daughters running around as sluts, but if they're lesbian sluts, that's okay. It's not okay. And the whole umbrella now that you created that everything goes, as long as they love one another, well, maybe the people that are committing all the child abuse think that they love these kids. This, we can't say no to polyamory. No, if they want to do it, then we have to. We're all good with it, honey. Believe me, I've heard this personally from a family member. We're all good with it, honey. We just have to let them do what they want to do. You know, the universe will take care of it. The universe ain't going to take care of nothing. But I tell you who is going to take care of it. St. Michael the Archangel. And there's going to be some smoting and some smiting going on around here. 18.4 million cases. Now, this is happening while this show reported it first. In August, 2 years ago, I reported to you that Netflix was going to run a weekly television show, an animated TV show called Big Mouth. I reported to you that Big Mouth contained straight-up kiddie porn in it. I canceled my Netflix. I never looked back. Recently, well, I'm talking like in the last month or so, this has now dawned on many famous Catholics out there who are now heroes because thank God that you were there to discover this. Dude, if you're watching this preview on YouTube today, do yourself a favor. What I'm talking about today, the guy that you rely on for news is going to be talking about in a week or maybe even 18 months from now. And is going to treat it as though it's a big deal. You could have known 18 months ago and done something about it. If you go to my website at MikeChurch.com and type in Netflix in the search bar in the top right-hand corner, you'll get a couple of pages there. Just read them. Read them. We'll go back to August 2017. There's a couple screen caps on there. They're not safe for work. They show the child. Now, look, I took them from Netflix. I did all I can to blur them up. This is what they're broadcasting. You know that show is now in its second season? Do you know that show has a demon that assists one of the 13-year-old boys in masturbating. Did you know that? That's on Netflix. And you're still subscribing to that trash? What the hell is wrong with you? So I'm not going to hear a bunch of crocodile tears being cried by people who subscribe and allow this child pornography to get out there into the mainstream, because Netflix is now mainstream. And then when they read the New York Times, they're like, oh, it's such an outrage. This is all these children of... They are being abused.